But Esmeralda, you can't really see him because you're not in the studio with me.
I can feel his presence.
But I can't believe, if you look who it is, it's Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Skip.
That's a lovely compliment, Esmeralda. Thank you.
It's Skip Skipley, everybody. One of the greatest game show hosts of all time. Yeah.
Hi.
Did you send our best to Alex Trebek? He recently had a surgery.
I did.
And we want him to get well soon.
Yes, indeed. It was a scary note. All of my brethren we held our breath as we watched the video, but we're glad to hear that he's on the mend.
I understand that he's recovering, and we wish him the best.
It won't be too long.
All right. It is based on VH1's pop-up video, which was a fun TV show in the 90s. Basically, what happens is Esmeralda and I are asked trivia questions by the one and only Skip Skipley. Each trivia question on the first side of the card has to do specifically with one song/video. The other side of the card has to do with like pop culture questions related to and about that video. And it's pop-up video. Should we play the thing when the thing is the thing? Pop-up video. Pop-up video. That's right. A little earlier start. Are you all right with that, Skip? You've got something going on.
Hey,
right?
You know, I'm always happy to come in at any time. But yes, I have an appointment at 5:00. I was siphoning off gas, and I had to, to get it blown out of my nose.
Oh, no, you got
to
get it blown out of your head. All right. Skip, what are we doing?
Mr. DiGilio,
yeah.
Please provide us a line or two from U2's One.
Oh, man. Did I ask too much? More than a lot? You gave me nothing, now it's all I got. We're one, but we're not the same. We carry each other, one life. It happens to be my favorite U2 song of all time.
Wow.
I truly, absolutely love this song. I think it's the best U2 song of all time. And it also was a big song that I played to after Leslie Presley broke up with me. I played this song 53 times a night. So, anyway, great song. All right.
Esmeralda, there were three versions of this video made.
Yep.
One of them featured which American land grazer?
Buffalo.
That I will give it to you. It's American buffalo, technically, even though they had the name American.
I didn't know that there were, what's the other ones? Canadian?
Canadian
buffalo.
And they mentioned the word American land grazer in the question, so.
Yeah, buffalo. It's a buffalo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Now, are all the questions, do they cover all three videos?
No.
Oh.
I do not see another video.
Oh, okay.
At least this side of the card.
Okay.
So. Bono inducted which One Love singer into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Bono inducted which quote-unquote One Love singer into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Why am I blind? I can't believe I don't know this.
I know Dan had mentioned earlier this was the first time we would be playing pop-up video with Loopy Nick, so.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously this song is one of my favorites, so I did know the lyrics. That wasn't an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have to remember who sang One Love. Oh, Bob Marley.
Very nice.
I was going to say, geez.
I don't smoke the reefer. Never went through a Bob Marley phase. Did not go to college with a poster on my wall and blow weed listening to him. That's not something.
Nope, just had an apartment with a Mambo Kings poster up.
Heck, you damn right. Why aren't we getting questions about the Mambo Kings soundtrack?
Well, we'll just drop in the pop-up video DeLorean and go back in time and tell them to write up a couple.
That's right. All right.
Esmeralda,
mm-hmm.
Phil Jeannot, this video's director, also directed what 1988 U2 documentary?
It's Juwanu.
Juwanu. Yeah. Good to know. Phil Juwanu, this video's director, also directed what 1988 U2 documentary?
I don't know, but when you said that name, I was like, do you want to know the answer?
By the way,
because I don't know it.
It's so it's rattling home. And Phil Juwanu, by the way, terrific director, Irish guy, oddly, directed State of Grace, the movie with Gary Oldman and Sean Penn about the and Ed Harris about the Irish mob in New York. Directed that movie. And I don't know if you guys remember this movie. I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse. It might have been something that you watched on cable. Do you guys ever see the movie 3 o'clock High?
No.
With Casey Shamosko and the bully is going to beat him up after school?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. It's one of those cable staples. That's why I thought maybe you guys had seen it, because it was on cable for like a lot. It was on cable a lot. And I got that requested last night from one of the people that came to my film club. They wanted me to show 3 o'clock High. I said it'd just be you and me in the audience. But it's a good movie, though. So, all right.
That completes that side of the card.
You missed him flip, Esmeralda.
Oh, man.
He just flipped. Skip, flipped. Flipped, skip. All right, what do we got?
The Harry Nilsson song, One, was a 1969 hit for which, quote-unquote, canine group?
Three Dog Night.
Didn't you play the drums for Three Dog Night?
I did, but they didn't play any of their songs, and I was mad. Also, I would just like to mention that it was also a hit for the great Amy Mann, and opens up the greatest movie ever made, Magnolia. I just wanted to throw that in there.
And I'm sure they would have if it was
if this was pre-Magnolia, clearly. Okay.
Esmeralda, which NFL team went to 4 Super Bowls in a row and lost all 4 Super Bowls?
This has to do with the question that you were asked on the other side, Esmeralda.
What? Is that how this game is played?
But just think about one of your answers.
Oh, my God.
Think about one of your answers.
The Buffalo Bills?
That is correct.
Exactly.
Bravo.
You know, one of my favorite moments in X-Files history was when the cigarette-smoking man revealed that he's responsible for the Buffalo Bills losing. He said, there's no way as long, under my watch that the Bills are ever going to win a Super Bowl. One of the best moments in X-Files history. All right.
It's pretty funny. Do you want to hear a little bit of trivia?
Yeah.
The entire town of Buffalo shares your hatred of Jon Bon Jovi.
Is there a specific reason why it's Buffalo?
Because when the Buffalo Bills were up for sale a couple years ago, Jon Bon Jovi was one of the potential buyers.
And he's from Jersey.
And he was going to move the team to Canada.
You see, he's a jerk.
And even though it is the smallest New York market of the three New York teams, obviously, they're very passionate about their team.
Absolutely.
And if he would have moved it to Canada, they would have been very upset. Literally outlawed Bon Jovi songs from the jukebox in several Buffalo towns.
I should move to Buffalo.
Did they outlaw Bon Jovi himself?
He's never allowed in Buffalo.
Yeah, he can't go through.
He can't
gotta go around.
He can't shuffle off to Buffalo.
No Tim Hortons for
that's
you.
That's right. No Tim Hortons for you.
No Niagara Falls for you, Bon Jovi.
What do we got? Two questions left?
Two questions left.
All right.
This is for you, Nick.
For me.
What is the name of Ziggy Marley's band?
Come on now. That's not multiple choice.
Not multiple choice.
Ziggy Marley. No, because the Wailers was Bob Marley's band.
Correct.
Ziggy Marley and the Rootin' Tootin' Shootin' Rootin'.
So close. The Melody Makers.
I would have never, in 4 decades, I would have never gotten that. All right, last question, right, before we break?
Yeah, last question. Esmeralda, where is the rattle located on the rattlesnake?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Where is the rattle located on the rattlesnake?
On its butt.
I need to...
On its tail?
That is correct.
On its butt?
I mean, it is its butt, isn't it?
No. I don't think so. I think
It's the end of the... Usually it's their butt.
Since tail is another word for butt, I'm allowing it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're tied at 3. So, by the way, the 3 videos that were for One... The 3 videos were just a shot of Buffalo running in slow motion. That was the entire video. And I think that's the one they probably used for this quiz. The other one was them in drag, driving around the guys in U2 in drag, driving around cars in Germany. And then the other one, which was my favorite, was Bono smoking and drinking Heineken and just singing in a bar to the camera. That's my favorite. Just like empty bottles of Heineken in front of them, because that's my interpretation of that song. So anyway, all right, we got a break. We're tied at 3, and the news is coming up right after this quick break. Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, that's Joe Satriani, man. 708 area code requesting a little Joe Satriani. That's Summer Song. And they requested it in honor of the warmer weather that we're going to have for the next couple of days. Yeah. It's going to be 200 degrees in my apartment, I'm telling you right now. Because I got the steam heat, and sometimes they don't know what level to have it at. Like if it's schizophrenic and it's like 10 degrees one day and then 40 the next, it doesn't really level off very much.
It's 195 right now in the newsroom if you're chilly. little toasty.
Little toasty in the newsroom, is it, Vic? All right, buddy. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're getting into the second round of pop-up video because we started a little bit earlier. Skip has an appointment at 5, and we also have a Blackhawks Express that we are going to play as well at 4:45. 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, look who came back. Can you believe, if you can see it, he's sitting. It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, I'm so glad. I was worried I wouldn't get to see him.
Hi, Skip.
Hi, Esmeralda. Hi, Nick.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks.
Did you enjoy your retirement?
I did.
And another watch.
It was so great.
All right.
Is there a party every time?
There's cake every time.
Oh wow. Cake every time.
You must gained a lot of weight, Skip.
Wow. Skipley. You know, we got that treadmill on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Good.
All right.
And,
well,
you know, if there's problems with the plane, I have to push it from the runway, you know?
And that gives you exercise right
yeah,
there.
I mean,
you know. Push it from the runway.
Hey, I only did it once with my teeth, and I learned my lesson.
Oh, all right. Wow. All right, we are back now, and now we have to get the cats ready because, you know, when Esmeralda sings, all cats explode and go completely nuts. And I think, is Dave in this morning?
I believe he is not.
I don't think he is. He's got a Northwestern game, so
he feels it though.
He knows what's going on.
Those cats are vibrating.
The psychic armies are ready to go. The cats. We got the cats out on Michigan Avenue, ready to go. Mm-hmm. They've replaced all the garbage cans with old school metal cans with the lids.
Thank you, City of Chicago,
so that they can be knocked over, tin can alley style.
Yeah.
And there we go. So it is currently 3-3. We have a tight game, Esmeralda. 3-3. So, all right. Shall we start, Skip?
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Prince's 1999.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm blanking. Hold on. I'm trying to get the, for some reason, it's
2000 party
over. Oops. Out of time. Da-da-da-da-da. Is that even the
da-da-da. Yeah.
Da-da-da. I was a dreamer when I wrote this.
You want to go back to the beginning? Okay.
I go too fast. Something, and parties weren't meant to last.
That's right.
Do do do.
It was backwards, but you got it.
Yeah, well, it just came to me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Thank you for that.
That was fantastic. The cats just went nuts.
Yeah. Well, they loved it.
Yeah.
They loved when they remember 1999.
They do. And
they celebrated
now
New Year's.
Now they're partying.
It was a great year for cats, 1999.
Yeah, it was a good cat year.
What defines a good cat year?
Yeah.
There was a lot of tuna on the streets.
You have to ask Al Stewart. Cause
that was the great tuna truck spillover of 1999.
Yeah, they figured it out with their psychic abilities.
And now they're partying like it's 1999 right outside here.
Yeah, they're having memories.
Yeah.
Flashbacks.
Memories. Memories. Cats. That's from the musical. It's a song called Memory. You don't know that?
No.
Okay. Skip, you knew that, right?
It took me a minute, but yes, I got there.
All right.
I should point out that this card was obviously written when Prince was still with us.
Right.
So it is present tense, not past. In what state does Prince do in what state does Prince do his hometown partying?
That would be Minnesota.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Esmeralda.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
What is Prince's recording studio called?
Paisley Park.
That is correct.
Wow, we're going toe-to-toe on this one.
Oh, boy.
Toe-to-toe on this one, Esmeralda.
Like Rocky?
That's exactly like Rocky.
And whoever he fought.
Apollo Creed. In the first movie, he fights Apollo Creed. And in the second movie. All right, now what happened?
I'm going to call it audible, and I'm going to let you use one of your markers and a piece of paper for this, because I think it's kind of ridiculous.
All right.
They're asking you to do this off the top of your head.
Is it math?
What acronym is Prince known by now? What acronym is Prince known by now? So it's not the symbol. What acronym is Prince known by now?
Oh.
You had an acronym?
Ooh. If he gets it right, I think you'll see.
TAFKP.
Close.
KAP.
Correct.
What is that?
TAFKAP.
That is correct.
The artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh. What? No one ever said that.
No one ever said what?
They're not like TAKFP.
No, I mean, they said artist formerly known as Prince.
Right.
I don't understand. I mean, the question that he was never referred to as TAFKAP.
That's weird. I thought he was going to have you draw the symbol.
I'm not good with it. Like, if I were, I would be terrible in a spelling bee because you're not allowed to write stuff down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do it. Well, I'd also be terrible at spelling bee because I can't spell.
They allow the kids to do it on the sign, though.
Well, it's fake. They don't have ink.
You got to whisper.
Right, right.
You can do it with your finger.
You
got to
whisper it into your pants.
Yeah.
Like that one girl.
So, Numb Nut. Remember that? You don't remember when they asked the kid, Skip, hold on to that. We'll play it after. Make sure you find it, and we'll play it after the Express, just to jog our memory. Okay, where are we at? It's 5-5, Esmeralda. And this question's for Esmeralda, right?
Correct. We have flipped.
Flipped. He flipped. He just flipped.
Oh.
Skip, flip, flip, skip.
Once.
All right. So this is for Esmeralda, right?
Yes.
All right.
Esmeralda, what year was this song released? Was it A, 1980, B, 1982, C, 1987, D, 1990. What year was this song released?
Wait, what were the...
1980, 1982, 1987, 1990.
I'm going to say 82.
That is correct.
Good job.
Bravo.
Yeah. I know things.
That was a guess, and you know it was a guess.
Yeah, but it was an educated guess.
All right.
Which sitcom took place in Minnesota? Was it WKRP, Who's the Boss, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, or Petticoat Junction?
Boy, for a second there, it's Mary Tyler Moore.
That is correct.
I was
like WKRP in Minnesota.
in Cincinnati, Minnesota.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was what they didn't tell you.
That's what they didn't
Cincinnati,
tell you. It was the Cincinnati that was located in Minnesota. Okay, we're still tied neck and neck, Esmeralda. This is one of the more exciting ones.
Esmeralda, what cult TV show featured robots originated in Minnesota?
What? Say that again.
What cult TV show featuring robots originated in Minnesota?
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
That is correct.
Yes. That's a good. I'm glad they included that question. That's pretty cool that they put that in there. Another season is coming up on Netflix. The last season on Netflix was brilliant. It was so funny. All right. This is the last question?
This is known as the last question.
All right. Now, if I miss this, you win, Esmeralda.
Oh.
If I get it right, it ends in a tie.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more competitive pop-up videos we've had, and I've had 36 minutes of sleep. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Cleveland, Ohio is known as A, Trojan Town, B, the Rubber City, C, the Mistake by the Lake, D, the heart of it all.
The mistake by the lake.
That is correct.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah. The mistake by the lake. You've never heard that before?
No.
Come on.
Mistake I've never heard lake. Disparaging remarks about Cleveland.
Yeah. Then you clearly haven't been listening. All right. Well, that ended up in a tie. Skip, thank you.
Thank you.
And, okay, we ended up 7-7, Esmeralda.
Oh.
That was a very good one. And two of my favorite songs, too. 1999 and one. Two of the best songs ever. All right, we have to break. We got weather, and we've got traffic. And then we will have a Blackhawks Express, and then we'll wrap up the show and hear Numb Nut. That'll be coming up.
Blackhawks win tonight 8-2. They start the second half of the season with a massive win.
There you go. Yeah, big win. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a lozenge in my mouth. I'm totally sorry. I've been having some scratchy throat cough issues, and then I knew I had a little time to have a lozenge, but it didn't melt down completely. See, this is the reason why I have a plaque downstairs in the sidewalk. That's exactly why, because I'll put a lozenge in my mouth while I'm doing a radio show.
I usually just, I grab it and then I hold it. Like,
yeah, I just spit it into the garbage.
I don't
want
to waste it.
Yeah. It's a Ricola.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, the next
you
game.
Think that guy is related to the Price is Right guy?
Oh, maybe he is related to the Price is Right guy. The yodeling.
Oh, the yodeling.
The cliffhanger who gets killed every morning.
Yeah.
For my amusement. Highlander. For my amusement.
I like to think it's like a Groundhog's Day situation where, like,
he goes to bed, he wakes up, and...
Yeah.
Oh, that's so depressing.
All
every
he does,
day falls
he goes,
off that cliff.
He just goes, Ricola, and then yodelay, and dies.
Oh.
That's what he does every day. Hawks play tonight against Minnesota. Oh, Minnesota. Had a lot of questions. I don't know if you know, Dan, but when Skip Skipley was here, we had a card with a lot of Minnesota questions
on it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Pre-game.
Wow, you don't listen to the show, Dan?
No.
When he's not here, what, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Bunch of paint dry. that said, it was also an Irish morning, I believe, because you had the Saoirse and the Ed and the U2.
Yeah, yeah. Every morning is an Irish
I wasn't listening. Did you tell a story about you traveling to Ireland at some point?
I did, yes.
Part of the travel nightmares?
Yeah, I did. Well, no, you were here for that, man. You were here for that part. So you don't even listen when you're actually producing the show? Is that?
I was screening phone calls.
That was good.
Not listening to Wildcard Wednesday requests.
Pre-game at 6:30 tonight. Puck drop at 7. They're playing Minnesota tonight. I don't know if you heard. I think Skip left you a little something to play.
He did. Yes.
We were talking about spelling bees. And a few years back, this kid was given this word, and there was a little misunderstanding. Here we go.
Samir Mishra returns.
Numbnut.
What'd you call me? Numbnuts? What?
Numbnut.
Numbnut is a felt or sheepskin pad placed between a horse's back and the saddle to prevent chafing. Can I say it and then you say it?
Yeah.
Numbna.
Oh, Numbna.
Of course.
Numbna. You weren't insulting me.
That's a relief. Language of origin, please.
Hindi.
Oy. Numna. Numna. Numnah. Numna.
His numna isn't up yet.
I'd rather have gone with the other one.
With Numbnut?
Yep. I know how to spell that.
I remember watching that. I remember sitting on the couch watching it. And when the kid goes, Numbnut? I almost fell off my couch.
Wouldn't that be two words?
I think it is.
Wouldn't it be two?
Also, I think that term is only used plural.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that term is a plural term. It's not singular.
I think, well, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Unless you're Lance Armstrong.
It can be singular.
I guess it can, but normally can. That insult is usually plural.
Right.
When I use it, I use it plural.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway. I loved that kid, but I get really too nervous watching the spelling bees. I get too nervous for the kids. It just seems so stressful. I just sit on the couch. My palms start sweating.
Jeez.
I just feel really bad for the kids because they're little kids. They're just kids. And it looks to me like there's a ton of pressure and everybody's watching them. And
yeah.
I just
have to win a bunch of money.
It makes me nuts. I mean, I like watching them because I find it compelling. And it just, again, I like to watch stuff that makes me feel even more stupid than I already am. and watching that would definitely would do that. Do we have a break here, Dan?
We can take one, or we don't have to take one. It's your call.
Let's go ahead and take one.
Choice.
I don't know what happened to the thing. The thing went a little screwy here. Am I nuts?
Oh, the promo came into being. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, then we'll do it. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow. We got some live music in Triple Play Thursday.
Oh, nice.
All right. Here, news is coming up next.